I find that we offer people an opportunity to get away from their usual dialysis routine in their home dialysis unit. And by doing that, we offer them a temporary dialysis setup on a cruise ship, and we also do a land-based location as well in a major city. So it could be Townsville or Adelaide. And not only is the opportunity there for the dialysis patient, but also the family and extended family, who it's not only the person on dialysis that suffers, it's everybody around them.
Because dialysis, I understand, it's a very regular and quite extended time commitment. Is that correct?
When I was on dialysis, I did 4 days a week of treatment, which took up 25 hours a week of my time. And normally somebody would do, on average, 3 days a week, and they would do 4 to 4.5 hours per treatment, and sometimes up to 6. So it is quite, you know, time-consuming. Yes, a lot of people think their life is over once they start dialysis, and we try and encourage people, and we try and, you know, word of mouth is great to let people know that life isn't over. Yes, you are on dialysis. It takes a lot more organisation to go away, but that opportunity is still there.
How did you come up with the idea and the ability to put something this complicated together of having a dialysis unit on cruise ships?
So, but it actually started with a doctor at Flinders Medical Centre in 1989. He and a nurse at that time, Sue Barrett, I think her name was, they came up with the idea. And I was at that time on dialysis myself, and I was working part-time and wanting to do something extra, so I offered to help them. And then eventually, in summary, you know, the doctor, it got too much for him, and I would help a little bit more every year, and then eventually I took over the running of it.
Oh, well done you.
With my very best friend, Enzo Scipione, who unfortunately has since passed away. But back in 1998, we also had the support of Gordon Pickard of Fairmont Homes, who helped us set up as a charity, a not-for-profit charity.
Right. And do you work with any particular shipping line? How does it actually operate?
We have a very, very good relationship with Princess Cruises. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where it started, on P&O, and then it progressed to Princess Cruises. And we only go on Princess Cruises. And also the relationship we have with them is quite hard to rebuild again with another shipping company as well. And they're just there for us all the time, and their customer care department or their medical department, we're just in contact all the time. And they're very supportive of what we do.
That's fabulous. So do they actually put cabins, is there a cabin set aside or?
So we have to purchase 2 disabled cabins, and this is part of our fundraising. We have to actually pay for our cabins for
each
our staff each time and for the unit setup. So we have 2 disabled cabins in case there was an emergency. We have emergency buttons that go down to the ship's hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, covered that way. And so we have, you know, 2 cabins for the dialysis and 3 or 4 cabins for the medical team who accompany the group.
But there's a lot that Princess does as well that people are not aware of, and that's things like they will reconfigure those cabins to suit the dialysis machines. They will put in extra power points, etc. So anyone that's familiar with a dialysis unit knows that there's got to be, you know, outlets for waste and so forth, and it's just set up in a way that we can do that for the passengers or for the patients on board. So it doesn't happen in their hospital as people sort of think. It is completely private and put aside strictly for our passengers.
So it involves the electrical department, their plumbing department, not just like reservations. It involves a lot of people.
As you said, it's a huge relationship building exercise with Princess Lines. And it gives this amazing sense of freedom for people on dialysis and their families, as you said, including their extended family, that they can actually go on a holiday.
Yeah, it gives them something to look forward to. I think that's the most
Something probably, to look forward yeah. to, because anticipation is massive.
Yes.
Very important.
And also a memory, lovely shared memory.
Something to strive for, yeah. Yeah.
How are you funded? Because this is awesome.
We're not.
Not very well.
Hard work.
Donations. We used to have a yearly, you know, fundraiser dinner just like everybody else. But everybody's lives are so busy these days. Everyone has a charity that they've decided that they want to follow. So it became harder and harder and more stressful, really, to have to put bums on seats for a big gala dinner. So we've taken the line where let's have a quiz night, or let's have a bingo night, or
a movie night.
A movie night, where people don't feel they're that stretched, but they're happy to come along to and support us. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And also we try and apply for grants through philanthropic organisations. And we used to have a grant writer who did that for us, and we're currently out there looking for another grant writer that could possibly help us. The crews can only be booked through Dialysis Escape Line. They cannot just go to a travel agency and book the cruise itself,
mm-hmm.
because it costs us in the vicinity of about $30,000 to set up each temporary dialysis unit. And those costs involved logistics, our machine maintenance, the cost for the travel of the medical team, the consumables used for the treatments, and although, what else is there?
Well, there's the time that you take to, you liaise with each of their individual...
Insurance,
yes, that's a huge
insurance
one.
Insurance for the charity is quite large.
Yeah, there's also the time that Nancy takes to liaise with each patient's individual dialysis unit to discuss their timetable and their needs and requirements, so that she can then establish the timetable for when they are on the cruise ship. So it's quite involved.
So it's very extensive. So yes. you're not only in continual contact with the Princess Knights for the logistics of it, but also with the person requiring dialysis and their home unit.
Correct.
So that every piece of that Lego is clicked in.
Yes. Correct. And yes. we all work. So we do this as a volunteer. Yeah. So a lot of the time I'll do this at night or maybe on a weekend. But the other thing is, going back to your question about how do they book the trip, we actually have a membership database that we encourage people to join. And we call that a priority mailing list. So as soon as we have a trip confirmed, we will send it out to those people first, because it is limited in space. We only have room for 12.
And they pay for their onboard costs as you would normally, and then is there a fee on top?
Yes. Unfortunately, we do have to charge a small levy. Mm. So, you know, the price that you may see at the retail Princess site will not be the price that we can sell it to them for.
No. Because, of course, you're offering so much more in a different way. And does an individual's insurance cover any of that, either through their travel insurance or their healthcare insurance?
So the cost of each dialysis treatment that we charge is $350 per treatment, which is subsidised, because in reality it's about $650 per treatment. Unfortunately, that's an out-of-pocket expense. Medicare doesn't cover that. Health insurance doesn't cover that either. Travel insurance doesn't cover the cost of dialysis. The medical team is made up of a nephrologist, kidney specialist, and a technician for our machines, and three renal trained nurses. The nurses need to have a minimum of 5 years' experience on hemodialysis, and possibly a renal certificate. And we get them to submit a CV. We actually have to get permission from the United States to actually go on the ship. And so we have a policy and procedure manual that has to be approved by them every trip that we take.
From the States?
From Princess.
From Princess Cruises.
Oh, is that Carnival?
Carnival Corporation. Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So they take it very, very seriously, what we do in a certain emergency if it was to happen, and how do we treat that. And
are they ever going to sort of set up a permanent dialysis unit on one of these ships?
The cost would be prohibitive.
Yeah.
Also help people on peritoneal dialysis as well.
Now, I sorry, I don't know the difference.
So hemodialysis is where you see people, they actually go to a hospital or to a private dialysis unit, or they can do it at home, and they do it three to four days a week. Peritoneal dialysis is done through the peritoneum, and it's a daily dialysis treatment that they do at home, and it doesn't involve blood or needles. They're a bit more independent, but we have found in the past few years that the older patients really love the security of our medical team being there for them. So we're happy to have them join our groups as well, and we'll look after them equally the same as if they were on hemodialysis.
Do you find you get people trying to come on repeat? Are you allowed to come as a repeat voyager?
Yes, yes. And we get 80% repeat.
I'm not surprised. Tell me about some of the stories that your repeats tell you, particularly looking at the psychological benefits perhaps for them and also perhaps their carers and their extended family.
I have found the spouse or the partner, they seem to meet other people who are in the same situation and they have the same gripes, same complaints, and they've got somebody to share that with. And they go, yes, I understand. Yes, we have the same problem with Bob, or the same problem at the dialysis unit. And they just seem to get along straight away and they get this extra support. And some of it, they form lifelong friendships. And then when a trip comes out, they actually all ring each other up and ask, are you going on that trip? But also the partner has expressed that it's like respite for them, because they know that they don't have to drive and pick up their partner, and someone else is there to look after them. They don't need to worry for those 3 days a week for however many hours they need treatment for, and meeting other people in the same situation.
And Michelle, you have a background in shipping.
In cruising.
Yes. So, and you're a volunteer as well.
I am.
So you come in with all sorts of skills to bring to this. Tell us how your cruising background helps this.
Right, so I, a few years ago, used to be the state manager for Princess Cruises, and I used to visit Nancy and Enzo, and I had no idea. Like, I'd heard of dialysis cruises, but I had no idea of what was involved, and I think it would be fair to say it took me a good couple of years to really grasp it, and I think the pennies started to drop when Nancy actually had photographs that showed me what went on, on embarkation day. And it was photographs of pallet loads, literally pallet loads of medical consumables and equipment and so forth. There would have been about 6 pallets worth, I think, from memory. And that's the stuff that goes on the ship. And then she showed me the dialysis unit set up. Well, that doesn't just happen magically. You know, these guys go in, you know, Nancy and her team would go in and set that up and so forth. So I then, you know, started to realise that this is, you know, it's a big deal. And so, yeah, so I joined the committee. So we've come along leaps and bounds, but it is very, very time consuming, because it's literally our time, and it's, you know, we're the challenge I think that we face is that we're competing for that charity dollar, which is, it's a tough thing to say, but, you know, there are so many charities and they are all worthy and they are all in need of that dollar, you know, no one more than anyone else, but, you know, and that's the space that we are in. So
where do we find you? Where do potential funders, where do, if anyone's listening, where do future passengers, where do they find you?
So first place to go would be to our website. So that's www.dialysisescapeline.com. So, and we also have a Facebook page as well. So that's simply Dialysis Escape Line Australia. So as Nancy mentioned earlier, so if you are a financial member, you will get first notification or priority notification of the upcoming trips that we organise. So that's the cruises as well as the land-based trips that we do here in Australia. We just tend to post bits and pieces on the Facebook page. Again, that's all volunteer run. We do have a cruise coming up shortly, which is very exciting, and we'll be posting a lot of content from that, sort of from where to go, I guess, so that people have an understanding of what's involved. And after this interview, we're off to a warehouse to deliver some supplies and into storage, and we'll be taking photos of that and posting that on the webpage, just to people sort of have a sense of the, I guess, the level of involvement and logistics and operationally.
And that also that lovely sense of security that it's a safe space for me to go.
Yep, absolutely.
The trips are so popular, they actually book out within 2 weeks. Mm. And we have a massive long waiting list for any of our trips. And we'd dearly love to be able to offer, like we can do 2 at the moment, but we'd love to be able to offer it, you know, even 3 times a year, maybe 4. And it also is hard sometimes to get staff because they've got to take time off. And a lot of the time
they're
voluntary. They're volunteering.
Yes, they are. It's an extraordinary volunteer effort all the way through this. Mm-hmm.
And we also find a lot of comments, just an aside, a lot of comments from the patients, they enjoy that we have 1 nurse to 2 patients. They actually enjoy interacting with the nurse because a lot of the time these days in the units, they're so busy, the nurses don't have all that time to sit down with them and have, you know, a decent conversation because they are so busy. So on a cruise ship, there's no computers. There's no phones for the staff to have to, you know, do their work on. So the patient also really benefits from that, you know, that extra attention from the nurses.
Yeah. Anything else that you two would like to mention?
It's Australia-wide. We're the only ones in Australia who provide this service. And I do believe it actually makes their life longer. The benefit of having something to look forward to really changes their attitude to life.